USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spent part of his Wednesday visiting some of the communities in Kentucky that were damaged by the recent severe weather that included tornadoes. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is touring the damage with the president and says his department is ready for the long haul.
The president directed us to be aware of the challenge of connectivity and to go where the need exists and to be able to provide a one-stop shop for people.
The president assured federal resources to help communities rebuild will be around for as long as necessary. The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now, but it's suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. That's according to Fed Chair Jerome Powell. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, a potential sign of flu or COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Exergen Temporal Scanners are available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's Exergen.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged for now. The Fed suggesting more aggressive moves against inflation in 2022, including up to 3 rate hikes. Fed Chair Jerome Powell sounding upbeat about the ongoing economic growth. He cites improvements in the labor market, including solid job gains, rising wages, and falling unemployment. An Omicron-specific coronavirus vaccine booster? The White House says it's probably not necessary as long as you're up to date on your shots.
Our booster vaccine regimens work against Omicron. At this point, there is no need for a variant-specific booster.
That's White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci. He says the data right now shows that existing vaccines offer good protection against the contagious new Omicron variant. The White House and CDC say guidance is still the same. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The mayor of San Francisco says enough is enough.
As smash and grab criminals have been enjoying their lifestyle without many repercussions throughout many large cities in America, the Defund the Police movement started by Democrat leaders has had an adverse effect on society. Now, the mayor of San Francisco, California, has had enough. The Honorable London Breed.
It's time that the reign of criminals who are destroying our city, it is time for it to come to an end. And it comes to an end when we take the steps to be more aggressive with law enforcement, more aggressive with the changes in our policies, and less tolerant of all the that has destroyed our city.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
As Democrats continue to push forward President Biden's Build Back Better agenda and voting reform legislation, the Senate remains divided along party lines. Senate Majority Leader Democrat from New York Chuck Schumer, speaking on Wednesday during the Senate's open session, talks about his party's priorities ahead of the Christmas recess.
This week, Democrats also continue working on getting the Senate into a position where we can vote on the President's Build Back Better legislation. We're also continuing to hold conversations as Senate Democrats on the urgent work of advancing the Freedom to Vote Act and the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.